This is KAWC. Things are about to get busy in Yuma County. The arrival of winter visitors and seasonal ag workers is an annual boon to the local economy. Despite the national rhetoric about border security, business owners in the border town of San Luis say they're ready for the season. KAWC's Victor Calderon reports.
Panchita's restaurant and bakery in San Luis, Arizona is a family-owned business that has been serving hot breakfast and champurrado, or Mexican hot chocolate, for a quarter century. They are open from 2 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. every day. Manager Georgina Escamilla says business is slow right now, but she expects that to change pretty soon.
Trabajando por cerca de 25 años aquí, sirviendo a la comunidad, a clientela local.
She says Panchita's has been here about 25 years serving the community. From about April to September every year, it's slow, but business has been picking up lately because schools are open now, and it picks up as the agriculture season goes along. The upcoming ag season, which lasts from October to May, is big for restaurants like Panchita's. Escamilla says she'll hire more employees and extend her hours to be ready for the tens of thousands of farm workers that will soon cross the U.S.-Mexico border each night for work. She says that when business is busy, it's lined up out the door. She also runs a food truck during the winter months. San Luis counts on cross-border travel all year for its economic health. Jenny Torres is the Economic Development Manager with the City of San Luis.
60% of our revenue comes from the Mexican shoppers, so for us it's very essential that it makes it easier on the Mexican shoppers to come in.
Near the border checkpoint that ends on the town's main street, a handful of shoppers, some carrying umbrellas for the sun, are either returning home to Mexico after shopping in U.S. stores or making a quick trip into Mexico. 19-year-old Giovanni Rangel from San Luis Rio Colorado, Mexico, is carrying three shopping bags from stores on the Arizona side. I ask him, why do you come to shop in San Luis, Arizona?
Porque pues hay más ropa y pues está más barato acá.
He says there is more of a selection of clothes here and it's cheaper than in Mexico. So I ask him, how often does he cross into the U.S.?
Todos los días, casi.
And he says, every day, pretty much. Shoppers like Rangel contribute to the city's sales tax revenue. Torres, the San Luis Economic Development Manager, says the shoppers are good for the entire region.
The people coming across the border impacts the whole region, not just San Luis.
To help businesses take advantage of international shoppers, the city operates an incubator to help new businesses establish themselves.
My name is Gene Swenson. I am starting a plumbing wholesale business in San Luis. We call it D&K Plumbing Supply.
Gene Swenson's one of five current tenants in the incubator. Swenson said he is the only wholesaler for plumbing supplies in San Luis, allowing him to serve the border area.
The town is growing, and I think as we get down here, you may see some other wholesalers come down here. They're going to see that if we're down here and we're doing well, that the opportunity is here for them also. And again, all the wire, all the conduit, everything that goes for electrical is all coming from Yuma. And the city of San Luis is losing that tax base. And that would really help San Luis to support their roads, their parks, and things like that.
As politicians around the country ramp up the rhetoric about border security and safety, Panchita's restaurant manager, Georgina Escamilla, says that doesn't concern her.
Viene mucha gente a trabajar.
She says, people come here to work, not to make trouble. They may be coming from Mexico or California, but they come here to work to make a living. For KAWC News, this is Victor Calderon.